Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our eighth devotional in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, asking, why doesn't God heal everyone? Here's Acts 3, 6 through 8. Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. That's Acts 3, verses 6 through 8 in the ESV. The stories of Jesus and the apostles healing people by the miraculous power of God are exciting. To see how God is able to touch people's lives and change their situation so miraculously is stirring, strengthening our faith in the goodness and greatness of God, but it can also raise a question. If God can heal people so easily, why doesn't he heal everyone? This is a serious question, and not one to be answered flippantly. It is also a question none of us is fully qualified to answer because we don't have God's knowledge or wisdom, and so we cannot understand all of his ways. Here are some things we can observe and conclude. First, physical healing is not our greatest need. Life in this body, in this world, is a passing shadow, a vapor. Eternity lies before us, and forgiveness of sins is so much more important than being able to walk during this life. Jesus showed us this truth when four friends tore through the roof and let down a paralyzed man in front of him. Jesus' first words addressed the man's greatest needs. Son, your sins are forgiven. See Matthew 9, 1 through 9. Secondly, we learn a lot and grow from our physical limitations. Weakness, sickness, and disability teach us about our limitations and help us to look to God. Paul pleaded with God three times for the thorn in his flesh to be removed, but God said no. God told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul concluded, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Third, if God did heal everyone, we would just take it for granted. We would no longer see it as wonderful and miraculous. It would be an entitlement. We would also lose the opportunity to show compassion and to serve one another in our need. And finally, fourth, one day, God will heal everyone who trusts in him, but only after our sin is removed. The ways in which we need thorns in the flesh are tied to our sinful fallen state in this world. Once sin is removed, and we are in our resurrected bodies on the new earth, we will not suffer weakness anymore. Revelation 21, 1 through 4, one of my favorite passages of Scripture. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." Praise the Lord! That day is coming for all those who trust in Christ.